Nearly 2 years after a fire forced its closure, the Urban Safari Rescue Society in South Surrey is set to welcome the public back through its doors. In a Facebook post, society officials announced that the 1395-176 Street facility will reopen as of Sunday, October 27. "We have been waiting so long to make this announcement." The post states, "The animals and the rest of us are so excited to see you." The facility is dedicated to the rescue and sanctuary of exotic animals. It has been closed since late January 2023, following the most heartbreaking event we have endured, a morning fire that resulted in significant damage to the building's front area, as well as the death of around 75 of the animals in its care, including sugar gliders, guinea pigs, small lizards, snakes, turtles, small birds, frogs, and fish. Society officials said at the time that the blaze was sparked by a power surge that overwhelmed a surge protector that was powering a snake tank, causing a smoldering fire that filled the room with smoke and soot. Executive Director Sharon Doucette told Peace Arch News a year later that 2023 had been the most frustrating year, as permitting delays kept the rebuilding process in a holding pattern. Doucette reiterated the sentiment Friday, October 18, describing more than 18 months of roadblocks, delays, frustrations and uncertainty, much of it due to the City of Surrey. Despite there being no structural damage at the site, a building permit was required and took months to get, she explained. As well, demolition of a lean-to at the back of the building was ordered, because it had been built without a permit, even though its construction predated the society's occupancy. That issue led to Rabbitat, a rescue dedicated solely to abandoned rabbits, having to relocate several colonies of rabbits, and Urban Safari having to resituate some of its charges, including pigs, that had been housed in that area for years. "It was a very big job and again full of uncertainty," Doucette told Pan by email. While a Langley firefighter volunteered to build a new shed for the pigs and secured a $2,000 donation from Surrey firefighters for the materials, the pigs are now housed in a heavy-duty tent that was set up after they refused to set foot inside the new structure. After that came the challenge of meeting a demand for an engineer's report and drawings, because the building was first built in 1900 and the city had no records of the building. The city also wanted engineer-sealed letters confirming there was no structural damage to the building's interior or exterior, Doucette added. City officials at the time explained that rebuilding after a fire can be a complex process, but that the city would continue to support Urban Safari Rescue Society in securing a building permit to rebuild their structures and reopen their services to the community. Meanwhile, work to restore the damaged room proceeded haltingly, because we really did not know if we would ever really reopen, Doucette said. After navigating a few other curveballs, however, Doucette said she could finally see reopening as a real possibility, but money is running out. "Since August we have been working flat-out building aquarium stands, storing mounted butterfly collections and paintings, sourcing equipment, and building enclosures. There is so much work to do, but there is always so much work to do." While outreach presentations resumed a few months after the fire, funds generated by those alone are not enough to keep the center running, Doucette said. Fundraising efforts conducted by the society to support the restoration work included a 50-50 draw, as well as the repurposing of a GoFundMe account that had launched in 2020 to help with monthly expenses. As of Monday, October 21, nearly $40,000 had been raised. The funds have supported a new sulcata tortoise enclosure, sturdy stands and shelving for various tanks, picture restoration, and more. Doucette said Urban Safari would not be reopening if not for the kindness and generosity of hundreds of people along the way. Posts to the Society's Facebook page in the days and months after the fire describe the response as nothing short of amazing, and highlight the efforts of local students, a veterinarian, businesses, residents and more. "From our landlord who stood by us, the hundreds of people who donated money from $20 to thousands, people who volunteered their time and expertise, people and organizations who donated materials and equipment," Doucette said Friday. It is all a rather big miracle and the animals are very lucky. Starting October 27th, the facility will be open Thursday to Monday, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission for adults will be $15, $10 for children, students and seniors. For more information, visit urbansafari.ca.